Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jamison. The throw from Hoffman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Speaker moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Males fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields the ball and throws to Males covering. Safe. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Musel reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duster Males is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Males strikes out. The ball gets by Hoffman. He chases the ball to the backstop. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Males moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. There goes Sewell trying to get to third. Witt throws the ball into McNally, who tags Sewell for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McInnes. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Bush moves to third. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally is hit by the pitch. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Musel reaches third base with a triple. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Yankees. Jim Bagby now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Ward moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jamison hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNally bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Witt moves to third. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from O'Neill and Sewell drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 6-2, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pip is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pip hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Jameson reaches second base with a double. O'Neill moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. It's 6-3, Yankees. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to home to get Jameson. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pipp for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bush hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Bush reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bush tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Musial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Musial reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Ward reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. Musial scores. Pipp goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Yankees. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 4 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.